This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Powered by Insperity. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Alex Gold.
I hit it hard, man.
And good morning. Welcome in to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Charlie Epps back with me in studio. You had a chance to honor your friend up in Ohio last week.
Yes. I lost a dear friend. He had a bad stroke. We honored him, and it was at the – we had a dinner for him, and they served all the food that he liked. Fried bologna. Dots.
Fried bologna. Wow. Oh, yeah. All right.
And it was very nice. And then on Sunday we had a memorial service, and a couple of his friends stood up, and he drew all sorts of people to his memorial service because he loved everybody, and one of his missions in life was to seek out good people. And as customers, that's who make the best customers. And he built a business with Nationwide that's still going today. And so God rest his soul, and we had a good time.
And you had issues getting back to Houston. Of course, that's where we're located, and had a ridiculous amount of rain. And obviously our thoughts to those, and we were lucky where we're both located.
Right.
Not nearly as bad as some other parts of the Houston area or east of us where – I mean, there's some areas that got 35, 40-plus inches of rain.
After what happened last time. Yeah, and I seem to get stuck out of town at good
you
golf
do,
courses.
You do, don't you? You do, huh?
You know, we were up in Muirfield in Ohio. The temperature was perfect. So, yes, I
couldn't get a flight in. You know, they closed the airport.
Closed the airport. So, but it's good to be home. And good to be here talking golf with you.
Yeah, glad to have you back in studio. Bill Harmon's going to join us on the phone coming up in the next segment. And with that flooding, I mean, the Houston Open, we're getting down to crunch time. We're only 2 weeks away from the Houston Open. And you were showing me some video.
It's closed today and tomorrow, maybe Monday. So everybody stay tuned. Golf Club of Houston, it'll be ready, but it's going to be tight.
Yeah.
Another challenge.
Next week on the show, maybe we'll get an update on how the course is looking at this point. But up next, Bill's going to join us. We'll talk about the Solheim Cup, which had a dramatic finish, and also Stacey Lewis, who looks like she's going to be missing some time. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Powered by Insperity. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Alex Gold.
Just getting started this morning on SB Nation Radio. Charlie Epps in studio with me here in Houston. We've dried out for the most part. Not some of these golf courses around the area, unfortunately.
No. Houston is still, our golf club in Houston is underwater.
Yeah, and we'll keep an eye on that heading into the Houston Open in just a few weeks. For now, we go out to Bill Harmon, who is on the phone. He joins us, of course, each and every week. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How many inches of rain did you get there in the Houston area?
Well, east of us, it got up to about 42 in 24 hours.
Yeah, dangerous stuff.
Very, very, very dangerous, yes. And then we probably 8 to 10 inches, Bill, and then the bayous filled up and the golf courses went under, and because all the golf courses pretty much are built in the floodplain. So we got another setback for the fall, but I think Golf Club of Houston, where the Houston Open's going to be on the tournament course, they've got 2 good weeks to get it back into shape. But it's scary.
That's too bad.
Yes, but and here's it's been, you know, last couple of years, but it always seems, I was just telling Alex that I'm always stuck out of town during a big rainstorm. I was up at Muirfield with went to memorial service for a friend of mine and who you knew, Rick Karras from Nationwide.
Yeah, I know Rick, yeah.
Yeah, he was a wonderful man. And then we had a little outing over at Muirfield. So, but I got back yesterday. The airport's opened up, and we're back in business talking golf.
Good.
Solheim
good,
Cup.
Good.
Solheim
Cup. How about that Solheim Cup and the way that finished, guys? You're up. Coming back and winning 14.5, 13.5 over the U.S. Really, I mean, that was a hell of a rally at the end by Europe.
Yes, it was. It looked like U.S. was going to win, Bill, and the girls turned it around, and the finish was really compelling.
Well, it seemed like for the last hour or so, all the commentators were talking about is, you know, what hole were the Americans are going to clinch at least the tying point, and you know, we've spoken at length about, you know, the team that wins, especially if it's close, excuse me, are the ones that make the putts. And you go back to that Brittany Law match, and she left it in a bunker on 15, I believe, and came out about 8 feet. And the other girl came out through the same bunker, got absolutely robbed on a putt for par. Then the Brittany Law makes her putt to stay even, and then she makes a 25-footer on the next hole to go one up, and the American girl misses it from 6 feet to lose the match. And then you go to the – basically it turned out to be a putt-off between Pedersen and the American girl, and all of a sudden it seemed like out of the clear blue sky, Pedersen was putting to win the Solheim Cup. At no point in time there, the last hour, were people talking about the Europeans winning. It was when are the Americans going to clinch at least a tie, and she drained it right in the middle. And I thought it was great for the game of golf. It was great for women's golf. It appeared, and I think it was sincere, that both players on both teams just adored their captains. The way they affectionately called Matthew Beanie and stuff I thought was really cute, and we know what the American girls think of Julie. And so I think all in all, it was a terrific event. Really, really good. And I couldn't believe the crowds over there, especially on Saturday in that terrible weather. So as Charlie knows, golf in Scotland is a religion almost, a spiritual experience. So it seemed like a tremendous venue, and it turned out to be a very, very successful event.
Wonderful, wonderful golf was played, and it was, you know, the wedge hit into the 70s or to the 18th hole by Suzanne was really, I mean, she got it to draw back and had an uphill putt where the American girl, she hit a good shot also, but it didn't spin back and miss that downhill. But overall, it was good for golf, and I'm happy for him. And I brought into to the studio today, Bill, a magazine with Stacy Lewis's picture on the front when she was number one in 2014. And you just wonder what would have happened if she didn't have her injury there at the last minute where she had to withdraw. And the girl that took her place, you know, lost her mm-hmm. point. But Stacy has a serious rib injury. And,
well, she's got a terrible record in the Solheim Cup, if the truth be known. She's 5-10-1. So she hasn't exactly been an American stalwart in that event. And the girl McDonald, I thought, played very well. And, you know, as you know, Charlie, you can play very good in match play and lose a match. And you can play poorly and win a match.
Yes.
And so the McDonald girl, I know that she won a match early, and her matches all came down to the end. And it's hard to say, you know, but, you know, we talk about Stacy Lewis, but she's got a terrible Solheim Cup record. So we don't know what she would have done or not done or anything. And it is unusual, though, to have a person on the tournament site pull out the day before, and they actually had an alternate there. So I thought that was pretty good that they actually had another player. I was hoping Julie would have to play.
And I still would have liked to add Stacy in that position.
Oh, I would too. I agree. But I don't know. it's always easy to look back, but you don't know how. She hasn't been exactly lighting it up, you know, so we don't know where her confidence level is.
Well, she went through motherhood. I mean, that's a challenge that the LPGA...
I get all that, but that doesn't mean she's going to play good because she's a mother.
Well, but it took her away from the game, and she's been working hard to come back. And
No, I get all that, but when she was working on her game, she was 5-10-1 in the Solheim Cup. So.
Oh, sure, but, you know, that still... I want her there. Anyways.
We're getting our argument in early.
Yes, I like it. No, this is good. Let's get it rolling early. By the way.
You know, I mean, let's put a person in that's got one of the worst records in Solheim Cup history. She's going to make the difference.
Well, that's what the U.S. has been doing. They're going to those old people.
And you've been against that for years. And I'll give you credit there, Charlie, because a lot of them have experience in just playing poorly in these events.
Well,
so
look,
why not bring in some of the youngsters.
Look at Joaquin Niemann, who just won a tour event after 44 events.
Wasn't that great?
You know, and he played so well, and he's been coming on. And here's a kid that he beat a lot of people that say, you know, how did he do that? But he played magnificently. And 21 under at that golf course was really good. And how do you explain that?
He's a good player, though. I mean, it's not like he just fell off the turnip truck, as they once said. But he's a good, obviously, a very, very good young player. And I really enjoyed watching the finish of that tournament because you could tell the victory meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
You could see the emotion with him and how much it meant to him. And you know, as you watch the tournament unfold on Sunday, you know, everything that could go right for him went right, it seemed like, you know. And sometimes when you add good fortune and talent and they all come together at the same time, you get a performance like that because he's a wonderful young player. I love his swing because it looks so natural and not marred by fear and thought, as my brother Dick would say. A great win. The young players today on tour are so good, it's almost hard to imagine, really.
And, of course, that was at the Greenbrier Classic, and what a six-stroke lead win, I should say, to win that event. And just briefly, going back to Stacey Lewis, so I was looking it up. You guys were talking about how she, you know, Charlie, you mentioned how she, summer of 2018, she was dealing with motherhood and everything like that. Well, she's 52nd on the money list in three top 10 finishes this season, but she's going to be out, the report is, likely until the 2020 season because of a serious rib injury. So something to follow. You bring in that cover, that cover today.
Yes. Yeah.
And now it looks like she's going to be out for at least 8 weeks, but it looks like she's going to go ahead and rest up the rest of the year.
Yes, and I hope she gets back to be number one again.
Yeah, and it allowed us to see some of the you guys brought the young stars potentially out there, though, that for golf as far as at the Solheim Cup, some of the young, you know, both on the European side as well as on the American side with Jessica and Nelly Korda, who actually they were both 3-0-1, and that's the future, right?
Yeah, one of the reasons, Bill, is, you know, she's captain paired them together, and then she split them up, and I wonder if they'd have stayed together if that would have helped the point.
Yeah, that's
total.
Interesting because they creamed their opponents in both matches.
Yeah,
and you know it's always what we always do. It seems like we go back and whichever team loses, we kind of nitpick the captain. And I get it; it's part of the deal. But it was a little bit intriguing that, and I think both of their matches were in the morning. That they won, and then in the afternoon they were sat down, and that's a hard thing to do, to sit down people when they're playing good. Julie obviously had her reasons, but the Korda girls really played good, and they both have a strut.
Yes.
They have something about their body language that exudes, I'm good. And I'm a big believer in how you handle yourself has something to do with how you play. And both of those girls have kind of a confident walk. Obviously, their father was a great tennis player and won the Australian Open, so it's in the genes. But they both, to me, walk like champions with some victories.
And 2021 Solheim Cup in Toledo, Ohio. that right?
Toledo, that's right.
Okay.
My old stomping grounds.
At Inverness, Charlie?
At Inverness, yes, sir, Bill. It's
how many times have you been
there?
Have
you seen the changes they've done at Inverness?
Yes, I was there last year.
How is it?
It's very extensive, and I think it's going to be okay. Of course, I'm the traditionalist. It's the old Inverness that I'm used to, and the golf course was really great, but they had to expand it because of the galleries for majors and the powers to be. You know, that's their goal, and they just had the U.S. Junior there, so it's a very proactive club and city. I think the Solheim Cup will be very competitive there. It's kind of like they played it at Muirfield way back when, at Jack's course. So I like some of the new holes. They really changed it drastically.
Coming up next here on SB Nation Radio, we'll talk. We'll go over to Europe on the European Tour and talk about this BMW Championship and the morning that Rory McIlroy was able to have. So we'll focus in on that, and we'll also get into the PGA Tour event that's taking place this weekend, the Sanderson Farms Championship. So we'll look at that. And I can't remember if it was Curry or it was Romo. One of them, Bill's not a huge fan of playing in some of these events. And we're gonna talk about Romo and next week's Safeway Open as well. It's Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Powered by Insperity. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Alex Gold.
Before we get to the BMW PGA Championship, you guys were conversing a little bit even through text during the break, more on Stacey Lewis. And do you think she's done?
I hope not. I mean, what she did for the city of Houston during Harvey, and she played in a tournament, and she pledged whatever she won in the tournament would go to help the less fortunate, and she won the event, and it was a $250,000 gift. So she does it in a quiet way. She's not flamboyant. She just sticks to herself. And Bill, I think she adds to the game. I know you think differently, but
No, I don't say she doesn't add to the game. You know, by and large, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful gesture. And but it's hard to come back, Charlie, when you've been number one, and then you have a child and your priorities change. And, you know, she hasn't really played that well for a few years now. And you've got an onslaught of wonderful, wonderful young players from Asia. I think it would be very difficult for her to get back to number one. But if she does, you know, the numbers don't lie in golf. If she shoots low enough, it'll happen. But I think if she got into the top 20 in the world, it would be a terrific achievement. She's had a wonderful career already, and she's accomplished a lot. But as you know, Charlie, as you get older, and her case has a family now, and it's not easy to play the tour when you have a family, and it's always been, seems to be stacked a little bit against the women. So I think it's a heck of a responsibility. And I've wondered what having a child did to, or how it influenced Suzanne Pedersen's, you know, kind of sudden retirement there after making that putt at Glen Eagles.
Yeah, and, well, she had retired before then. They brought her out of retirement to play in the Solheim Cup, and she proved the captain right by of course doing what she did, and yeah, she has a little boy, and she's going her own direction. You know, after 18 years, Bill, you know it's real hard out there. So
sure, so, but you know they're both pretty young women, and yeah, you know, in the big scheme of things, and yeah, you know, I wonder what Suzanne will do. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know what, because she's a very competitive person, which obviously Stacey Lewis is. And what do you do when that competition isn't there anymore? I've always admired the people that can retire early and get on with a different phase of their life. So I'll be very intrigued to see what Suzanne does. She would appear to be the type of person that would have a lot to offer to younger players and junior golfers. So I hope for the game's sake that she stays in golf, because I think she would have a lot to offer to younger players.
You know, you look at Annika Sorenstam. She retired to have children. Nancy Lopez.
Lorena Ochoa.
Lorena Ochoa has stopped her career. And Judy Engster, the captain, she has two daughters, right, Bill?
She does, but she's played, you know, Julie's almost 60 years old now, which is hard to believe, really. But she played and raised those two kids and did wonderful. Her husband, Brian Engster, is a great guy and a golf pro.
Yep.
So they're kind of the set the great example on how to do it. So I hope for Stacy's sake that she just gets healthy again and at least will be able to pursue her love of the game.
Yes.
Charlie S. Golf Hour here on SB Nation Radio. Let's go to the European Tour, guys. Wentworth Club, BMW PGA Championship going on into this weekend. John Rahm, the current leader, he's through six today, two under for the day, but 13 under, a one-stroke lead over Danny Willett. You got Justin Rose toward the top there. We'll get to them in a second, but Rory, how about Rory, who barely makes the cut, was dealing with some things, barely makes the cut, and then today goes out and just finished shortly before we hopped on the air. He finds himself, let me see, it just changed on me, unfortunately. I just had it a second ago.
Six or seven back.
Yeah, he's tied for 11th at 7 under, was 6 under, 7 under today, 6 under for the tournament. He came on strong.
Well, he shot 42 his second nine holes, Bill. That's really kind of odd that a player of his category or
caliber.
Caliber, yeah.
Well, he's you know, let's face it, he's just as talented as anybody that is playing the game of golf at the moment. So but he's a free swinger, Charlie, and sometimes those free swingers, when it gets going bad, they'll shoot a bad score. But I wouldn't change that. Part of his brilliance is that he, under the gun, he lets it go, and when he's on, he's going to win. He's one of those players that if he's playing good, there's two or three of them in the game. Koepka comes to mind. When they're playing good, their good is better than everybody else's good. So it's interesting, though, that he's, depending on how they finish today, he's got himself kind of back in the fray that maybe another hot round could maybe give him a chance with four or five holes to go tomorrow. But I'm watching it here on TV. It's an unbelievably beautiful day there in London. And it's a terrific field they have, Charlie. Interesting, if you compare the field of this tournament to the field of the tournament being played in the United States this week, it's not very close.
No.
Well, this is one of their majors, and this is their road.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
To the what cup?
Dubai.
Dubai, and they have set their schedule up.
Help them out here, Alex. I can't keep helping them out. I can't keep caddying for them when he's stammering and stuff.
I love you, Billy.
Dang, I mean, you got to help them out, Alex. I can't keep pulling these good clubs for them.
You know, I'm closing out of my 75th birthday. I had dementia, you know. But having said that, the European Tour is tried everything to get itself more popular, and they rescheduled their fall schedule not to compete with the American Tour. Now it's all about the road to Dubai, and this is a major. It's a beautiful golf course. They've worked very hard on getting it there, and you're right. The field is outstanding, and
it's really good.
So
yeah, some of the names again. We mentioned Rahm, who's at the top. Willett, Rose is there. Stenson, Horschel, Casey. Yeah, it's and Hovland. How about the youngster? Hovland's in the mix here, tied for ninth, 7 under for the tournament, 1 under today through 8 holes. So we'll keep an eye on the BMW Championship throughout the weekend. Coming up next, we will briefly talk about the event going on back here in the States, and Tony Romo says he's going to possibly miss an NFL broadcast. We'll tell you why next.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Powered by Insperity. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Alex Gold.
Cruising right along this morning, and of course this show is made possible by our friends over at Insperity.
Insperity, a company that was founded in 1986 in Kingwood, Texas, to help small business. Their team of professionals put together a philosophy that they could take care of the little things that would take away the small business person from getting out there and building their business. So they're behind the scenes working and making sure they're in compliance with all the, you know, you've got health care, you've got regulations from our governments, but Insperity has all that expertise. They have built their business like professionals. They have over 3,000 employees all over the state, all over the country. So if you're in the market, you got a nice little small business, give Insperity a call, log on, listen to them, see their philosophy, and if you want to really grow your business, this is one way to really have somebody in the bullpen to help them out. You know what I mean there, Alex? So
100%.
Insperity. That's it, Bill. Insperity, a
Bill,
company
100%.
Will inspire business performance.
Bill
Oh,
Harmon.
You're getting it, Alex.
Pulling my chain.
There you go. All right, guys. So this week, and it's interesting to me because I was telling Charlie during the break, though, and you were talking about, Bill, just the contrast in fields for the BMW Championship there over in the European Tour this weekend. And then you come back to the States and the PGA Tour event. It's the Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson, Mississippi. And you, hey, there's still a purse of $6.6 million. Like this is a field where, to me, it's like if you got a great opportunity for some of these guys this weekend.
Yes, big time.
Well, this is a major event, and like you know, we've talked about the field and the quality of players is really something. And watching it on TV, I don't think I've ever seen a day that nice in England to play golf. There's hardly any wind whatsoever, and course looks beautiful. The crowds are terrific. Great for the game. Great for the European Tour. And this John Rahm, Charlie's kind of a prime time player, isn't he? He plays good in a lot of tournaments.
Well, he's so big, and he can withstand the travel. And he's a strong kid, and he has a golf swing that's very efficient. It's not that long. He's quick through the hitting area. You know, he spent 4 years at Arizona and learned how to play and came out on the tour. And he's yet to win a major, but if he wins this one here, he'll consider it a major. Do you like it? You know, his swing reminds me of yours.
Yeah. Unfortunately, his scores don't remind me of mine. No, I like watching his swing because it is kind of compact, and I actually am one of the guys, Charlie, that likes quick tempo because I think quick tempo is assertive tempo. So I don't think he's a guy that thinks a lot during his swing. I think he's kind of on automatic pilot all the time, and looks like he can hit a lot of different shots. He has the type of swing that can definitely flight the ball down. When I watched him on the range at PG, he's got what I call a heavy ball. It's just he seems to be able to really flush it. But, you know, he plays good a lot, boy. He's always right there around the leaderboard or in the top 10. So for a young man, he really, really has a very, very bright future.
Well, he's a great iron player, and he's a long driver, so that's a good combination. How would you compare his swing to Mr. Hogan's swing?
Well, I think they're a little bit different in the sense that John has got a bowed, very bowed left wrist at the top, where Hogan had a cuppy left wrist. But they were a little shorter and a little flatter, although Hogan's swing with a driver was pretty long over the years. But I don't know. I think Rahm has the type of swing that looks very efficient. And for our listeners out there, when you see him in person, he's a really big kid.
Big kid.
He's got big hips and big legs. And he's a very, very big kid that you don't really see it, on TV to the degree. So he's just a wonderful player. And he shows up at these big tournaments, you know. This is an excellent event right here, and he's tied for the lead with Danny Willett. So Danny Willett has made a nice comeback in his career.
He really
fell off the map after winning the Masters. Got to give Sean Foley credit.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. That was my next question. I was going to say, Danny Willett wins the Masters in 2016, and I was like, what's he been doing since?
He's just struggled. He had a brother-in-law a brother that kind of got off key with some commentary during the Ryder Cup. I don't know if that ever affected him. It probably didn't. But, it's good to see him come back.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on SB Nation Radio. And just briefly, when I was talking about the event back here in the States, as far as the opportunity, because all these guys are over there, though, in Europe, I mean, I'm looking at the field, and it's like, how many of these guys have you even heard of that are playing in Jackson, Mississippi? The guy, the leader, is on. He's got a two-stroke lead at 12 under.
Well, I've heard of all of them, really.
Well, but, yeah.
you know, Poston, I believe, won at Greensboro. The guy in second place. George McNeil is a guy, old-timer, that doesn't have status. It's only two out of the lead.
Uh-huh.
And then we got young Scotty Scheffler, Charlie, only two out of the lead. I would imagine you've seen him play over the years in Texas.
Yeah, Longhorn, good player, good personality, and he's coming out swinging, having finished his collegiate career. So, yeah, Scotty, I think, is going to be, he's going to win real soon. He's got the moxie. So, but the kid here again, this is another gentleman from Mexico, Carlos Ortiz. He's really coming on like the kid that here I go again, Joaquin Newman. So the Latin Americans, it's a Angel Cabrera effect. Once he won the majors, like he did, the Latins from South America have really gotten more confidence and they're on the scene. So we'll have to see how they.
Yeah, Ortiz was the Web.com Tour Player of the Year, I guess.
I saw where Angel withdrew this week during
sad.
The first round. What was that all about?
Well, he's got a bad wrist, and before he was here a couple weeks ago, and I took him over to Russ Payne, and he's got some, some tendonitis, bursitis, and he went through some treatments, and it just really flared up. The worst thing for a golfer is to have a bad wrist, and it can flare up. So he's on his way home. I was going to go out to California with him next week, but we'll take him to the doctor.
You were. That's a shame, because I'm going to be there caddying for Jay Haas, and we could have renewed our arguments right there.
That's
face.
That's a bummer.
Boy, what a disappointment that is.
What a disappointment.
Golly, Charlie.
Yeah. But we'll get together. So you're going back on the road with Jay, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. Jay said it's a great tournament to caddy in, Bill, because I can't stand Poppy Hill, so I'm not going to play a practice round there. I've played Pebble Beach 1,000 times, so I'm not going to play a practice round there. So you and I can play golf every day at Cypress, he said.
How about that? Your friend that we played there with one day, what's his
Sam
name?
Sam Reed, yes. We'll be staying with Sam, who has a house right behind the 8th green at Cypress Point. And hopefully, I'd like to get over and play Monterey Peninsula. I understand I've never played there. So I understand that's a beautiful course, and they redid one of the holes on the ocean.
Yes.
One of the golf courses on the ocean. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a fun week.
You go from hiking in the
Rocky
Mountains to Pebble Beach.
It's good being me, Charlie.
I was going to say.
I'm envious.
He's got it figured out.
And I don't hear Gizmo today. What's going on there?
He's around because Robin's out of town, and he was just up here. What I've been doing is I've been giving him bones and food and stuff, so he's over there eating and everything, but I've tried to keep him off the show today. He hopped up on my lap a few minutes ago during commercial break, but I moved him off.
Yeah, for those that don't, for those tuning in and maybe missed a few of the show, the Gizmo is Bill's dog, who is
our mascot.
Has decided at times
he
to...
He is a mascot. You know, he's got his own personality on the show. He likes our show so much that he falls asleep and snores on it.
That's
stimulating it is to him.
Yeah, usually that's how we hear Gizmo, just the
snoring,
that's
for
sure.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, Eric, you tell me, Bill, was it Romo or Curry? One of the two where you said you'd rather him not play in some of these events because...
Well, Romo, I don't mind Curry playing in that event up in Northern California. And it, at the time, it was a web.com event. And let me clarify this. I'm a big Tony Romo fan. I like Tony Romo. And I can see playing, you know, in a tournament once, but he's played in a few and he's hardly beaten anybody. And I guess it just bothers me because he knows the importance of opportunity in professional sports. And I understand the sponsor's exemption. They can choose whoever they want. That's fine. Doesn't mean I have to like it. But I just think, you know, what if they put somebody on the 53-man roster in an NFL game and kick somebody off the team for that week, knowing that the guy's got no chance of playing and there's no chance of competing. So I guess that part of it as a professional athlete, I would want him to consider the spot that he's taken. Now, having said that, it's, you know, their tournament, they can invite whoever they want. So I get all that. I just think another athlete should be more sensitive to how important it is for the people that actually do this for a living to get in these events. So on principle alone, I don't like it. And I'm saying this as a guy who I'm a Tony Romo fan. I know he's an excellent golfer, but he's not a tour golfer.
And Romo will play in next week's Safeway Open. That's the event we were referencing there. And if he makes the cut, he says CBS will allow him to play on Sunday in that event rather than work his full-time job now, which is, of course, is a color commentator for CBS. He's on the Vikings-Bears game next week, but if he makes the cut.
And he's a really good commentator.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Well, he works with Jim Nance.
Yeah, Jim Nance. And have you seen that, you know, his contract is up at the end of the year, and him and his agent are going for $10 million a year to re-up with CBS. That's what they want.
He'll get it.
He's going to, exactly. If CBS won't pay it, somebody else will.
He's good.
I agree.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
He's very good.
He's phenomenal, but do you think he has any? So it sounds like you don't think he has any chance to make the cut. Either of you?
No.
Especially this isn't even a what? This is a PGA event.
Yeah, this is a PGA event. I mean, he's okay, but
it'd be amazing if he makes
Bill's
the cut.
Right? You know, there's other guys that deserve that spot, but it's selling tickets, and
I understand that whole thing, and I realize that my position is not popular. I just think for another athlete should know the importance of what an opportunity is for people that actually do it for a living. So I disagree with it on principle. I don't disagree with it on personality because like I said, I know that Tony's a good player. I know that he works at it, but he's not a tour player and he's out of his league. Go win a Western Amateur. Go qualify for the mid-amateur or even do something on a national amateur level that would perhaps justify this other than just being Tony Romo. But I'm interested to see what he shoots, so I guess that the sponsors have gotten my interest in it, but I just think that it's so hard, as Charlie knows nowadays, there's no place for there's so many good players today, there's no place for them to play.
Yeah.
Really, and so the guy's right on the line of trying to get on tour. I just think it's more important that they get to play than Tony Romo gets to play, but I'm cool with it.
We'll find out next week. I'm sure we'll mention that on the show coming up next Saturday. And we will wrap up things coming up next here. It's the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Powered by Insperity. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Alex Gold.
All right, things winding down this Saturday morning on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. We were talking during the break. Charlie, what do you got coming up today?
Today I'm taking my grandson up to Bentwater, which is a development up on Lake Conroe. We got three beautiful golf courses, and we're going to play one of the courses. He's going to have a junior event in. He's 13, and Bill, he's getting the bug, so I get to spend time with him and his mother, who's my oldest daughter. So going up to Bentwater.
Bill, what about you?
You know, I have a young college player playing in a college tournament here in town. I'm going to go over and watch her play. Go hit some balls myself and get ready to see if I can shoot my age at Cypress Point.
Are you driving up to or flying?
No, I'm going to fly up Monday morning and meet Jay up there and walk the fairways of beautiful Carmel.
Fantastic. All right, guys. Bill, thanks as always.
Guys.
We'll talk to you next Saturday. Charlie, good to have you back in studio.
Thank you very much. And, Bill, it's always a pleasure being with you.
All right, guys. Thanks to John across the glass producing this show. This has been the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.